Oh, boys and girls. We got the one and only Alex, a.k.a. Hunt Ness. I don't know if he's a cowboy.
Or not a cowboy.
Rancher, guide. I don't know. What is it?
Ride bulls. I rode bulls in college.
You're a bull rider then.
Yeah, too tall to be a bull rider, but I was probably the worst bull rider on any scholarship in the United States of America, probably in history.
So you were on a scholarship?
Yeah, yeah. I went to Northwestern Oklahoma State.
I didn't know bull riders were such bitches when they poured drinks.
Hey, look at the size of this bottle. Are we drinking this tonight?
No, but no, here's the deal. Alex was supposed to be here an hour ago, so I've been ready drinking.
I think I messaged you at noon and said, hey, let's do it closer to 7:30.
Maybe. I didn't check my message. All my bitches are blowing me up. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, I got you. Yeah. I saw one carrying a baby back there.
That's my wife, Kino, bitch. That's my baby's mama.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Shit. So anyways, guys, another episode. I got my boy Alex here. Man, he's been Mr. Popular lately. He's been on everybody's podcast. And finally, he got enough time to fit me in. But the way I look at it, he's saving the best for last.
Yeah, no, this is probably the coolest setup I've been in for a podcast, man. This is cool.
You know what's crazy is Skinny Cody right here, he's in the house.
Hey.
He could vouch for me. Zulu's here in the house, too. He could vouch for me. Both these guys have helped me. This was a freaking junkyard, dude. I don't even know why. I had this great building here just full of shit. And these guys came through, and I got this wild hair in my ass. And I was like, man, I'm going to do a podcast out of here.
Yeah, dude, it's sweet.
It saves me money and everything. Yeah, dude, it's good, sweet, right? It works. When Gaethje was out here, he's all like, damn, this is high class. And I said, yeah, we fake it till we make it, right?
Gaethje's high class now. Joe Rogan?
Oh, dude.
Why didn't you go with him?
You see that baby upstairs?
Yeah.
And that woman right there?
Yeah, I was crying.
Oh, shit. No, it's cool, man. Here's the deal, man. Like, that kid deserves everything he gets right now, man.
Oh, man. He's spectacular.
I definitely ain't trying to take no thunder away from him. Because if I went in that bitch, I'd be taking over that thing. You know what I'm saying? I'd be like, no, Joe. It's my way. It's my way. Trevor who? No, it was me. All me. Huh, Cody?
I agree.
Yeah.
Oh, dude. So, yeah, I feel badass if that was Snyder following me. I pulled up, and he was pulling in, and I gave him the finger the whole way around. Yeah, and he didn't follow me. I'm like, oh, that wasn't Snyder.
Yeah, so before we get into this whole podcast, like I said, Alex was probably, I don't know, we were supposed to do this at 6 o'clock tonight, but what time is it? 7 o'clock. He's an hour late. Yeah, he's actually, he said 7:30.
Yeah, so I'll
give him props. So Cody over here, he was running his mouth saying he could beat me on
don't tell
everything. Shut up, dude. And we shot.
This is bad, dude.
Yeah, we were on two targets, my 3D range up here, and he dry fired his bow.
Oh, did you break? He fired.
Oh, he fired,
broke
bro.
The limbs.
I don't think he broke the limbs.
Stupid.
I think he derailed it. That's it.
You didn't notice you didn't have an arrow knocked.
Luke was running his mouth. I was running my mouth back to Luke. That's what happens.
He had three course lights, so bro.
Man, imagine if there was like a deer in front of you, what you would do.
So stupid.
You probably would have dropped.
Dude, where do I turn my man car back into?
And you wouldn't even know. This guy was talking so much shit. Waiting for you to come saying how good he's going to kill
So
you.
Luke said it's really your fault because you were an hour late, and if you would have showed up on time,
dude,
we wouldn't have been shooting arrows.
Don't put any of that shit on
so.
Me. That's no one's fault but your own, dude. You can't put that shit on me.
Oh, man. Is that not right?
That was dumb.
Dude,
that was stupid.
Oh. I was at a party one time. It was like 1 in the morning, and you know there's a bow sitting in this dude's living room, and this guy's like, man, this is sweet. You know, these guys are pulling back this bow, and I'm just sitting on this recliner like, yeah, this is not a good idea. None of these guys hunt. This kid, Kevin Goodwin, man, pulls this bow back, and he's like, cool. And I knew, lets it go, hammers both limbs, dude. Could have hurt him.
Yeah,
it could have blew up, right? That's what I told him.
It did blow up, actually. But
I honestly don't think it blew up. I think it's just derailed.
I would get it because it won't shoot the same. I doubt
just because he's only pulling back 45.
Shut up! Oh my god! Oh
Dude, you can get a free one. Look at all this. Look how many Kafaru packs you got.
I know a guy.
He's balling.
I know a guy.
I can't even ball like that. I got the shirt. I paid for it. I ordered it.
So speaking of that, man, you use their gear, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, yeah.
Right? Aaron, Frank, all the peeps down there. Guys, real quick, before we get started out, look at this. He already knew. I already knew. Guys,
it's over.
If you guys want, man, now's the time. For this month only, it's a one-time deal dropper. Kafaru International, Kafaru.net, check them out. And you save 15% by typing in the code GU15 up in the hizzy manizzy. Right? Yeah. Hey. Dude,
it's crazy.
So, yeah, so
the
hey, guys.
Got this spot.
I know, right? For real, guys. The only thing that does not work on is shelters and stoves. Man, I'm telling you, shelters and stoves is an N.A. It's an 86. Frankly, the smackdown on that because their markup is not good, apparently. And it is what it is. So on the packs, T-shirt, gears, whatever, type in GU15. Show some love to them.
As much as those shelters cost, they should make a lot, right?
You'd
think they I thought they marked them up.
No, apparently
I believe that, man.
That material is so astronomical. Is that a word?
Astronomical.
Yeah, that's a word.
Lukeisms again.
Astronomical. That's a real word.
Yeah.
It's like a three syllable for me. Guys, we got Alex, and we're drinking the Pendleton tonight. So anyways, Alex, real quick. As a kid, I know you've been on so many goddamn podcasts, right? You're the fucking probably one of the most respected guy guides.
There's some women guys.
And I don't know. You're definitely, I would say you're fucking pound for pound in the top 10.
I don't know about that, man. There's some good. Greg Krug, man.
There's a lot.
Roscoe. There's some guys that kill. Year in, year out for a while. Even the other outfitters I work for, year in, year out, we kill really great deer. We do a good job managing it. Our ranches are spectacular. I'm proud of our ranches. I'm proud of our landowners, proud of the guides. But, yeah, dude, we kill some big deer. Kill a lot of big shit.
Dude, if you guys don't check out Alex, what is it? Hunt Nest. It's Hunt Nest on the IG. And I'm telling you, dude, it's it's something unique and special, man. Like, if you're, like, in the outdoors and you like fucking shooting big muleys, watch this guy, dude. That's what he does.
Yeah, we shoot big muleys, big whiteys, big elk.
Fucking big oddad now.
Yeah, we kill big oddad now. We got a big ranch down on the Mexico border. Yeah, really? I mean, big oddad, yeah. We kill, like, 20, you know, between 15 and 20, like, 30-inch plus, 34.
Now, tell me, do you like eating those?
I've ate them. They got a bad rep, man. You got to hang them in somewhere cool. You got to let them age. It's not the flavor, dude. It's how fucking tough they are.
Is it like bear, like a jerky type?
Yeah, it's different.
It's even worse than that, man.
It's a nasty-ass goat from Africa that they threw in Texas and said, here, live off this shit.
Is it exotic? Country.
Yeah, it's from North Africa.
I do not know that.
They brought them to Texas during the, Depression. And you know what? It's crazy. Where we hunt in Texas reminds me a lot of, like, Namibia, where I hunted in Namibia. So
oh, really?
They adapted, dude. They are like rats. Mountainsides just covered in oddhead sheep, man.
Really?
Oh, it's crazy. It's crazy.
So do you guys do a lot more rifle or bow hunters there?
More rifle. That country's wide open. It'd be tough to kill them with a bow. But I say that. We shoot someone like 50 yards with a gun.
Really?
So I guess we could shoot them with a bow. Just easier to get them killed.
Did Snyder go up there?
No, he hunts with
what the fuck are they called?
Oh gosh. Topo Outfitters.
Yep, that's
yeah,
it.
Yeah. It's Campbell, Scotty Campbell, Wes Campbell, good dudes, really good people.
Yeah.
He hunted there, he went there with that other guy he used to run around with and got in with him, and they liked him a lot and keep having him back.
He just told me last night, he's like, hey, we're thinking about doing that odd dad hunt in Texas. Or was it New Mexico? Texas. And those guys want you to come. And I was like, of course they want me to come. They want me to drop my coin. Fuck them. I want a motherfucking deal. And they were like, no, no. He was like,
probably,
no, no, no.
Probably have you for free. Yeah.
He was like, no, 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 no. It's all good, bro.
No, those are good guys, man.
Yeah.
I don't know Scotty. I've met Wes. Just good people, man. Good people. Amy and Snyder have killed a lot of shit with them.
Dude.
Like a lot of shit.
You know what I like about Snyder, though, is like he tells me every fucking miss that he has.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And he misses. Guys, like, he fucking misses.
He's shooting a recurve.
And
stupid.
I know, dude.
Stupid. I remember when Snyder used to just, if you were within 120 yards.
Tell me the antelope story.
Dude.
Tell him real quick.
This is the first time I ever hunted with him. And first goat of the day. And we kind of decoy this goat in, and Snyder's like, hey, let me know when he's within 130 yards. And I'm like, why? And he says, because he's fucking dead. And I'm like, well, he's 127 now, walking.
He
smokes him. Smokes him. And then the next year he comes with a recurve and we're fucking launching at 50 yards and we can't get anything killed. Like, dude, it's like, I was like, why don't we just use the compound and we'll take the picture
with the recurve, right? Yeah, no, I know. See, if that was me, oh, yeah, yeah. I'd have the fucking rifle out shooting my posing with my bow.
Oh, yeah, dude. No, Snyder is a legitimate killer. He's not a trophy hunter. I think he could be. Maybe the older he gets, he will be. But I don't know either, actually, because he just sees red.
He told me a couple times you had to fucking lock him in with child locks.
Dude. Yeah, he's like trying to shoot a 2x3 10-year-old mule deer. I'm like, hey, no, that's shit. I was like, let's trophy hunt. He's like, that is a trophy to me, Alex. I'm like, dude, that's a shit buck.
You had to lock him in.
I locked the doors on the pickup. He's like trying to get out. And then if there's something on the neighbor, you got to lock the doors because the fucker will get out. It's like, hey, we can't go on the neighbor. And he's like, oh, it's 50 yards on the other side of the fence. No one would ever know, Alex. I'm like, we know, Aaron. We know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So here's the thing with Snyder. Like, when we went on that goat hunt, right, I was supposed to guide him.
Yeah, 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 of course. Right? Yeah, mountain goat, yeah.
I fucking guided him on the goat hunt.
The nanny.
Yeah, he fucking... he was a mature one.
Yeah, it was mature.
So I finally make it to the spotting point where they were already set up, had snacks. Yeah. And I was like, yep, it's up there. Go get it. Dude, I shit you not. I got my camera set up. I got my tripod. I got video and pictures set up. And I was like... where the fuck are these guys at? I wanted some B-roll going up the mountain, right? Yeah. These motherfuckers are up in the cliffs already, dude.
Oh,
right?
Dude.
They're on it.
He's him unreal.
And Frank, him and Frank. I was like, dude, they're part goat.
Yeah, dude, no, Aaron can walk.
I looked at Amy. I said, dude, they're already up to it. They're like...
right above it.
They're like 50 yards from it, but at the same height. And it was a high motherfucker, dude. And I was like, damn, I'm glad they waited for me, right?
Yeah.
And because I would have missed the whole thing.
Yeah.
And... thank God that thing would not move. They were throwing rocks at it. They were throwing everything at it.
Do you get a commission off that shirt? That was your picture. Dude. Why did you not get 10%? 5%.
Here's what I fucking... that's what exactly... I didn't even know they had that motherfucker.
Yeah, they put it on a shirt, everything. It didn't even say GU on there or nothing.
I was like... because I fucking went in there and I had to get the fucking pack before Gaethje's fight. And I said, dude, I want a better camera bag. This shit's too small. I need workout gear. He's like, oh, yeah, I got you. Get shape charge. Let's do this. Got it. And I'm looking at their hats and T-shirts, and I'm like, got it. I'm like, what the fuck is this? I pull it out. And I'm like, this is a picture I took, motherfucker. And I was like, Frank. He's like, what, dog? You didn't know that?
What, dog? Like, yeah, that's Frank.
I was like, I need some royalty fees, motherfuckers. He goes, you're getting it. And I was like,
yeah, dude, it does look like they have honored you.
They're good to me. They're good to me. I said, all right, we fair, we cool. But no, they've been number good, man. Alex, I know you've been doing all kinds of shit. We're gonna talk all kinds of BS with you, but I kind of wanted the depth. Like, you know, where'd you grow up? What kind of kid were you,
dude? I grew up in a small town, 650 people. Eastern Colorado.
So let me guess. I mean, you're kind of a ladies man, which I don't know. So man, when you said small town. I'm a mama's
boy. I'm a fist fight. Is that it? No, that's not my shit.
Is that you?
No.
Okay. I'm wondering, that's what you pulled the game with. Cause you're like, what a You know, a six is what I'm looking at.
Six and a half, maybe, on a good day.
I would never argue with that.
Yeah. I'd never argue with that.
I haven't measured it in a long
He's got a cool truck, maybe a seven.
Yeah, seven, cool-ass truck. But here's the thing. Me and Skinny Codes, okay, so that reminds me real quick, guys, when you make a bet, you paid the bet, right?
Well, fuck. Right? We go? Yeah. You.
All right. So we were, you texted me and we were at the View House
down
in Denver.
Downtown, yeah.
And he's like, come on, watch the fights with me down at the View House. And I was like, man, I don't fucking been downtown for a minute. But
that was fun.
But I said, okay, hold my beer, I'm on my way. So me and Skitty Coles, we actually go down there.
Yeah, you both came, yeah.
And I'm not bullshitting. It was the John Jones fight.
Yeah, probably the worst fight I've ever seen.
John Jones, Dominic Reyes.
Yeah.
It's the worst fight I've seen. Probably, that was the worst fight in probably 5 years I've seen for a headliner.
Yeah, horrible. So, because y'all getting spoiled by Gaethje, bro.
Yeah, no,
y'all
dude.
Spoiled by my dog.
That's right.
So, we betted.
$20.
$20 that he took Jones, I took Reyes. And if anybody ever watched that fight, fucking Reyes won that fucking fight.
It sucks that he didn't raise his hand.
Robbed.
Cody, you gotta admit, right?
That's the third fight that John Jones has won without actually winning.
I know, dude.
Man, you know what sucks?
And I like John Jones.
John Jones was like, I used to love, like, John Jones used to be the dude, man. I thought he was the baddest mixed martial artist on the planet.
Yeah. He's the GOAT, dude.
He fell off. Did you see they're not going to do that deal with him moving to heavyweight?
Yeah, I know.
They're not going to give him the money.
Too much money.
Dude.
I don't care. If I'm going to go get knocked out by a heavyweight, you got to pay me some money.
Francis is going to fucking kill him.
He was scary.
He will kill him, dude.
I would tell him, too. It's better be the biggest payday of my life.
Probably the fastest payday of your life.
Yeah,
who cares?
That is for sure.
I'll lift my ass around.
Right? So, hey, either way, he took Jones. He won. I'm here to pay in full. I'm not happy about it, but here it is.
Hell yes.
But because it took so long, it was with a little interest. And I got him his own little bottle penalty too. So it's funny is because I texted Alex, I said, Alex, man, I need you on the podcast, bro. And he's like, yeah, man, cool. He goes, but I ain't drinking your cheap ass Crown Royal fucking peach.
And this is actually like a sponsor rodeo. Yeah. Look at that. Yeah. Pendleton is some cowboy shit.
He goes, I ain't gonna drink your Crown Royal peach shit, apple bucker. And I go to the fucking liquor store to buy this shit. I'm like, oh fuck, I'm gonna buy the big bottle and that for the price of that one bottle I just bought. Cool. I'm cool.
It is cheap. Yeah, it is.
Oh no, I like Pendleton.
I love Pendleton.
I love it. Man. Yeah. You can't go wrong with it. So, you know, so we were talking about that, the cool truck.
This guy's
kind of a gem. You know, he is. I don't know if he's a diamond in the rough. I don't know if he sweet talks him, but I don't know. What do you think, Cody?
I don't know. Are you on Tinder?
No.
Can we match? Can I swipe right?
I've never had a Tinder, dude. I'm anti-Tinder.
Okay. Anti-Tinder. Right. Well, because, I mean, the night we saw you at the View House, you had a nice little chicken head with you. You know what I mean? And I don't know, what'd you say? He was like a seven.
Yeah, I mean, what's the
dude,
game, man?
Seven's actually really good. I appreciate that.
I don't know, man. You remind
what
me
is
of
this podcast turning into.
You don't have no black cats, no Roman candles, or screaming memes. No.
Yeah.
Fairness to Joe Dirt. Oh
fingers,
no.
Bottles, snicker bombs, church burners, finger blasters, gut busters, zippity doo dahs, or crap flappers. No. I don't.
Yeah, look at
you're
who he
has. You're
going to
stand there owning
a
fireworks
good point.
Man.
Yeah.
Tell me you don't have no whistling bunghole.
That's what you remind
no
me of. Joe Dirt.
No, fuck. Why would you say that? What is that? How do I remind you of Joe Dirt?
Well, because
it's Deer Tay, motherfucker.
That's why. That's my dog.
Yeah,
dude.
But what was that girl's name? Oh, the blonde. She's married. You guys ever watch Yellowstone?
Daisy. No, what the fuck is her
what
name?
What the fuck was her name?
Brandy.
Hey, ooh. Do you guys ever watch Yellowstone?
Hey.
Fuck. No.
Oh, I have.
Okay, yeah. Okay. The dude, the badass Rip, he was in Dazed and Confused. The guy that kind of had like the Jufro.
Yep.
He's married to Brandy.
No way,
swear, dude.
Swear. Oh, my God.
Another real cowboy. Damn. Yellowstone.
How old do you think she is?
Brant, she's old now.
She's older. She's definitely older.
Dazed and Confused, man.
I know. That's what I'm saying. I was a fucking junior high. But guess what?
I knocked the dust off that pussy.
Damn. This is way better than Kafaru Cast.
Hey, dog, this is unfiltered, dog. You know what I'm saying? You don't like it? Don't subscribe. You know what I'm saying? But, so tell me, man. So this whole COVID-19 deal, like, what has it done to you guys?
Dude, I was in Texas. I never even knew.
You didn't know shit,
yeah, we have TV, you know, or we have TV, but we weren't watching the news. Grocery stores, we were rolling through. We were there for 2 months. We didn't. Yeah. And then I came back, and when we were coming back, I was like, this is the least amount of traffic
ever
I've ever had, you know? And then I got back to my house, and then I went to the store the next day, and they were closed. I was like, I didn't remember. I was like, is this a holiday? And then I went to King Supers, and everyone had masks on.
Yep.
And I was like.
And freaked out that you're probably even there.
I didn't have a mask. No, I still haven't. I've never worn a mask.
Yeah.
And.
Breaking the law.
Yeah. I mean, but then I. Yeah, my old man's like, oh, yeah, this is a big deal.
Huge thing, it's right? Huge. It's crazy, right?
Yeah, it didn't really affect me. You know, everything's in the fall. It's going to affect a lot of those guys in Canada and stuff, I'm afraid. But
yeah,
no one could go to Africa. No one could go to New Zealand. No one could go to
Spain.
Did
you have any of those hunts lined up?
Dude, I had a mid-Asian ibex hunt.
Wait.
In Tajikistan. Canceled. I had my Spanish ibex slam. I was killing two of my four over the slam with Frank Cortina and Corju hunting. Canceled. I had a... Sam Cayley, New Zealand, South Island. I was going on a chamois hunt, canceled. And then I'm supposed to leave June 1st for Russia, killing two brown bears.
Holy canceled. Shit.
Canceled.
Oh,
all deposits hopefully roll on to next year.
Dude. And you know what I got out of all that? You want to know what I got out of all that? I was thinking, how's this motherfucker walking out here with his wallet?
Yeah. I know. It's like a bunch of fucking security guards. Like, who's the guy in the red shorts? Get up, intimidated by this. Like, I pulled out. There's like a man bun, muscled up motherfucker.
You don't leave me out here Devo style.
You got knocked the fuck out. Yeah,
I believe. I'm kicking people in the fucking nuts up in here, dude.
I'm biting.
Yeah,
I'm
biting. You got to kill me.
I do the same. Dude, are you kidding me? You were going to go kill two brown bears.
Yeah, me, my buddy Luke Tyson, and Luke's brother Bart. We each get to kill two. Listen, two brown bears, Kamchatka brown bears, two brown bears, $7,500.
What?
That's what it costs in Russia.
Holy
dude,
shit!
They're shooting 10-foot bears. That's it. It's not. It's affordable. Plus, dude, I booked everyone else, so mine's cheaper.
Yeah, dude, that's nuts. Yeah. I did not realize.
Yeah,
that.
Dude, no one does. It probably fucking blow up. How many people listen to this shit?
What's the flight?
What's the flight cost? That's what I'm saying.
$1,200 round trip.
Whew.
You kidding me?
Yeah, no, I swear.
It's not bad at all.
And you can bring them home with you. They salt them. You can bring them home with you on the plane. Then you got to mount them.
That costs more than $7,000.
Dude, my dumbass had all my shit in Namibia mounted over there. That giraffe. I got a full giraffe neck.
Like in your house?
A pedestal. I can't fucking know. It's not my house, but it's done. Yeah, I had it mounted in Namibia. So the whole thing, I had 14 animals mounted.
Oh, my God.
Mounted, all of them. Over there by this pristine taxidermist, $8,000 total. Just to mount the giraffe over here was $7,500.
Yeah. But how much did it cost you for shipping?
$4,000 to get it to Houston.
Guaranteed.
And then another fucking $3,000. I'm still shopping to get it here.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. Guaranteed.
Yeah.
I'm still waiting for my
news. Dude,
I could
put some shit in here because I have stuff in storage.
You're welcome.
We could put some. Actually, I'll claim. I'll put drinking and shit.
Luca's still there.
I'll fucking put my fucking medal.
Luke's Instagram tomorrow. Look what I killed last year.
My red stack, it won't even go up in my house.
Well, that's what I'm waiting for from New Zealand is mine, too.
It really? Yeah, dude, I killed a giant. 497.
Oh, I killed a 498 nap.
Yeah. Dude, mine won't go up in my house on the pedestal. It's taller than 9'6".
Really?
But it'll go up in here.
Mm-hmm. Bring it over.
Yeah, but you're drinking and shit in here. That's not in a bunch of fighters and Gaethje. I saw that video. You guys talking shit. Next thing you know, you're slapping
you'd
and
want
wrestling.
You'd want it over there.
Yeah, by that basketball hoop. That's perfect. Fuck. Yeah, let's put it over by the fucking arcade basketball game. Yeah.
Yeah, with a bunch of wrestlers shooting basketball, right?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. So how did you get into guiding?
I was a kid. I hunted my whole life. And then my dad.
Well, your dad brought you in?
My dad and my uncle. And then all of a sudden my dad's friends started coming down hunting. And my dad's like, I'm 10, 12 years old. My dad's like, Alex, you go with them. You know where to go. And I'm taking my better friends this way. Yeah. And I started taking my dad's friends, you know, just high school buddies and stuff. And then an outfitter reached out to me.
Who got the bigger deers then?
Oh, I was always killing bigger shit.
Were you?
To this day.
Really?
My poor dad, yeah. Now my dad comes hunting with me. It's fucking weird, dude. But he was like Snyder. He's like 4x4. You know?
Yeah.
You know,
you're patient.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's hard, dude. That's hard for me.
I'm patient
too.
Until it's a big deer. And then,
yeah,
and
well,
then
in your case, I went down. Well, I am going down to his place.
Yeah,
with Kate.
Yeah.
Hey,
you guys are coming.
Hey, here's the deal.
Seriously.
This is one deal. This is one guy that I will take my hat off to. Get in a bar fight with, even if it's his fault, I would do it.
That's always my fault, usually. But...
Hey, dude, are those snoozes? No, dude. I went
they're
with
Zen, dude. My
Zen.
Guy Jordan got me in this. These light you up.
Oh my God. So you want to hear a funny story about that real quick? So he just busted out on this
Zen.
Zen, right?
I don't know what they are either. Really.
They're full of nicotine.
Addicted to them. Yeah.
So
they're full of nicotine.
I seen Justin throw one. We're at the craps table at the Blackhawk, right? We're playing craps and we're fucking gambling. I'm fucking all I don't know if you play craps, but I'm fucking all I need is like a 2 and a fucking 8. To hit the bonus, and we're going to Sizzla, you know what I'm saying? Like I'm gonna be fucking $8,000 richer off of fucking $60,
yeah,
right? Like I was just so I seen him fucking pull one of those out, and I was like, man, give me one of those motherfuckers. I thought it was like a fucking camel snooze or whatever, right?
They're not.
No, fuck no. I threw that bitch in, dude. I grabbed the dice, and I looked at him. And I was like. It hit me instant, dude. Like, I was like, is this fucking mushrooms, bro? Is this acid? Is this acid? Dude, the nicotine.
You've never
me.
Done mushrooms or acid, apparently.
Yeah, that's, I know. I promise you. I haven't. I've never have.
You know Big Bam. Yeah. Big ass Bam. Yeah. We're like I drag him to this Grizzly Rose, having the time of our life. The TSD guys are there. Tanner and Kyle.
Yeah.
Bam's like, give me one of them.
What was it?
One of these. Zins. Oh. He throws it in.
Fucked
dude.
Up. Fucked him
Bam's
up.
Bam's like, 2 minutes later, he's like, dude, the whole fucking room's spinning, man. He goes, fuck, he throws
dude,
it.
Dude.
They, yeah, you gotta.
I'm not kidding. You want a fucking trip? You want to get fucking. I call it a trip.
Screw acid. Screw
fuck
DMT.
That, dude, go get Zen.
Just go get some Zen. I'm selling them.
Hey.
I got a little baggy.
A little 20-20-20 around here. No, I'm not bullshitting you. I was tripping balls when I grabbed the dice, and I fucking almost puked right there on the craps table. Oh, I was so mad at Gaethje. I was like, what the fuck you give me, dude? And it was fucking nicotine.
Dude, if you guys ever ate that, it reminds me of this Pendleton because I'm getting drunk already. You know that that big steak is at El Paso, Texas, where you eat that fucking giant steak?
Yeah,
you
get, yep.
Dude,
no,
we had
well,
this,
yeah. No, Fort Worth. Yeah, it is El Paso.
El Paso. We had this buddy, dude, from this small town.
Big ass fucking deal.
Dude, biggest thing. This fucker's mowing it. Dude, mowing it. Like, he's going to clear this sumbitch by, like, 10 minutes. And we're like, hell yeah, we're cheering. We're all drunk. We're like, fuck
yeah.
Yeah, we fucking got some. We knew it, Tyler. We knew you could do it. And he took one of these deals. And all of a sudden, he just, like, made this noise, dude. And we're at the table right above, right by the stage where they eat it. And he just, like, makes this noise. And he's like, that was weird. And he just goes... and like exorcist
fuck.
I was laughing so hard.
Oh, I would have fucking puked right with him.
It was the funniest thing I've ever seen in my life.
If I would have seen that shit, I would have puked right with him. Swear to God. Like, I'm horrible, dude.
If someone puked, you puked. Yeah, what was the deal? What are you puking before other people's fights and shit? You get nervous.
Dude, I don't. Dude, I corner. I don't even know how many times I corner a year.
Yeah.
But it's only with that little fucking Gaethje, dude.
Yeah, well, dude, it's important. Like, you're fucking stoked about it, man.
Yeah, it is important. But here's the thing. Like, he just don't give a fuck, dude.
Yeah, I know. Like, no, last fight he did.
He does, but
he was a totally different fighter, in my opinion.
No, but here's the thing, dude. When a fighter comes up to you before the fight and he says...
Yeah. That's what he said. I was ready to die.
He goes, man, tonight's a good day to die, man. I'm ready to die tonight, boys. And, you know, as a coach, like, so there's, like, a big controversy about, like, Anthony.
What was that word?
Controversy.
Well, one more time.
Controversy.
Controversy, yeah.
Same, motherfucker.
Controversy.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? But there's, like, when.
Pendleton goes hard now.
Yeah, dog. What you talking about? Mr. I dry fire my bow.
Coors Light goes hard.
Hey, dude, I am a huge. Anyway.
Yeah, I know, right?
Yeah.
Anyways, so I fucking. There's, you know, when is Eddie Bravo? When was.
Yeah, dude, Eddie Bravo there? Like, dude.
When is all those guys going to fucking throw in the towel? When Gaethje was beating this guy's ass, right?
Nah.
Whatever it is.
Dude, so, Eddie Bravo is like, fuck, man. I remember when I was a kid, when YouTube first was a deal, like typing in Eddie Bravo and watching him was beating Gracie's ass.
Yep.
Dude, Eddie Bravo's fucking.
He did beat Gracie. He did beat Gracie, right?
Well, they still, the guy never tapped. Yeah. He never tapped.
No, it was it Hoyler?
Yeah, it was Hoyler Gracie, dude. Yeah,
I think it was. I think it was Hoyler.
It was, but he wouldn't tap.
Yeah.
And he had him like in some deep ass
twister ass shit, yeah, dude. That's what Eddie does.
Eddie Bravo's so fucking
That's
cool.
what he does, dude. And, yeah, dude, I respect him so much as a fucking jiu-jitsu coach. And,
oh, dude, he's amazing.
But, hey,
What was the deal? Did you guys get a chill with Rogan afterwards? Did he come up?
A little bit. He hung out, you know, wanted to say what's up, you know?
Did you hear that I'm in a group chat with fucking Rogan and Dudley and Snyder.
Oh, God.
Rogan's in Denver. And I text him. I'm like, I didn't know what to say. I was like trying to be slick and shit. I'm like, you want to get high? Fucking goes green, dude.
To a guy.
And I know this
smoke.
Dude has an iPhone. It goes green. Fucker changed his number, dude. He thought people were giving his number out. I don't know if it was before or after, but fuck, dude. I called Snyder. I was all brokenhearted. I'm like, fuck, dude, he blocked my ass.
Everybody was hitting me up, blowing me up today because they watched the Gaethje podcast.
I haven't seen it yet. It was good.
Yeah,
he did a good job.
Joe goes, he name dropped me. You know what I'm saying?
So
you know what I'm saying? Kind of a big thing.
Yeah, that's a big thing. Yeah. You know, dude, Rogan.
Give me my $20 back, bitch.
You can afford it now. You're a fucking Rogan, dude.
Yeah, I'm not. Shit. Hey, but anyways, it was cool. Like Rogan was cool, man. He wanted to come. Yeah, dude. And
I've been trying to get him to hunt. They said they were going to come hunt with me. He asked me. Same thing you did.
Yep.
He texted me and said, hey, dude, what's the deal with Oddhead meat?
Like, same thing.
He's dude, that guy.
Dude, he should do a muley with you, dude.
Listen, Dudley's like, we're coming this year. I'm like, is Rogan coming? He goes, if it's good, he'll come. Like,
dude.
If you want to fucking come, Dudley, you better bring Rogan with you.
I'll fucking tell him. I'll tell him.
Dude, Snyder's been trying. I'd love him to come.
I'll tell him. Dude, he just sold to Spotify.
For $110 million. I was telling these guys.
Baller.
It was a bigger deal than Howard Stern and Sirius.
Yeah, dude.
Rogan's
a monster.
Look at his
though.
Netflix, man. He's hilarious, dude. Plus, he's one of the most knowledgeable people, you know.
Yeah, dude. He's a smart guy. Well, so he gets on YouTube, right? And he does the Fight Companion, right? Where he has, you know, all who's who in there, Schaub and Brian Callen and fucking
Schwab's Colorado guy. Aurora.
Yep. Yep. I trained with him.
In fact,
funny
dude. Dude, the Vaughn guy.
I would have never, ever guessed Schaub would be in Comedian right now.
Yeah. He's fucking hilarious, though.
Never.
He's hilarious.
I would have never guessed. Because I like it because he keeps it real, though.
Hey, what was the controversy? Who is Schwab talking to? And they got in a controversy like behind the scenes at a UFC fight.
Who was that dude?
Connor?
Was it Connor?
Coach? Or was it Diaz?
Do your fucking job, Cody.
I'm doing it. I'm looking.
It was Diaz. Somebody.
Maybe it was someone like that.
It was funny as shit.
But yeah, dude, it was so crazy because, you know, now that Schwab comes to Comedy Works and he sells a place out like instant, I'm like, what the
fuck? Dude, Bravo does comedy now.
Yeah.
Anyone that hangs out with Rogan's funny now.
I know, apparently. Dude. It's crazy. I don't know, man. Here's the deal, dude. I didn't think I would ever do a podcast until I was on KafaroCast, right?
It's fun.
And everybody fucking hit me up and said, bro, be on KafaroCast more. And when Aaron says, bro, do one.
Yeah. You got to do
it. And then when Joe told me, he's like, bro, you got something going. Do it. I'll help you.
Yeah, like, dude, look at it.
And I'm like, man, all right, so I'll start. And fuck, dude, it's fun doing it.
Oh, yeah, dude.
I mean, I do it a little different.
Oh, this is way better.
I do it a little different. I like to be comfortable, have fun. And I don't know. I'm not all serious, man. That's my deal, dude. I like to have fun.
Did Snyder drank? That was unbelievable. Did he get drunk?
He did get drunk with me.
Oh, man.
And honestly, man, I didn't even ask him. I didn't even ask him.
Bullshit.
I swear to God, dude. He goes, hey, man, for your podcast, thank you for doing what you do. I'll drink with you. And I said, what the fuck just happened, dude? What do you want from me? Wait a minute. What do you want from me, right? he won't do that hunting, though. Guarantee you.
Drinking?
Yeah.
Oh, no. Well, I don't fucking do that hunting, dude.
Right?
Well, it depends. Texas, you know, you can drink beer. And
yeah.
I don't know if you can hunt while you drink beer.
No. I'm talking like at nights or whatever. Like, he would not have a nightcap. He wouldn't.
Oh, no. I've never seen him drink since I met him.
Yeah.
I don't know why, but I want to know why. Did you ask him? Why the fuck?
He doesn't. I trust motherfuckers that don't drink. He went so hard back in the day, dude.
Did he?
He went hard. He would get in fights all the time.
Really?
All juiced out.
Oh, dude, he was like Hulk Hogan looking.
Dude, he was jacked.
Nasty.
And attitude.
He was just bulking and he wasn't cutting.
Yeah. Fucking estrogen coming out of his fucking
titty. He was roided fucking raging, dude.
Dude, he was so big. And like when I first met him, I met him at Fields and me and him were going to fight.
Really?
Swear to God.
Well, that would have been bad.
It would have been bad news for him.
Yeah, I feel like
swear
it
to
would
God.
Have been,
because
yeah.
I was in the UFC at the time.
Yeah, I know. But, dude, this is the thing. I was just telling someone this on the phone the other day. I was like, I don't remember who I was talking to. And I said, you wouldn't think. You could walk up and Luke could be cocky to you and talk shit to you at a bar. And you just think, this little Hispanic dude talking shit. And next thing you know, he will fuck you up, dude.
Yeah.
That's why I quit talking shit about people, man. Well, I don't talk shit to people at bars no more. I got to look at their ears first, bro.
Yeah. I'm looking at ears first. And then if I look at their ears, then I'm like, all right, man, it ain't so bad. I got a good chance now.
I got 30 seconds to give to you. That's what I got.
Dude, I don't get why my ears didn't get all fucked up in like peewee wrestling.
No, guarantee you. But I'll take peewee wrestling.
I was a motherfucking bad motherfucker in peewee wrestling, dude. I wasn't ever losing. Like my dad, this kid beat me, 4-time All-American now.
No way.
Yeah, dude, Kevin LaValle from Colorado. Oh. He's a coach at, is it Cornell?
Probably.
Yeah, no, he wrestled Team USA.
No shit.
And I fucking lose to this guy. By one point, we go to all these fucking, I mean, dude, we were going to 30, 40 tournaments a year.
Yeah.
Pee-wee. My dad was a boxer. They Golden Glove boxers.
Nice.
My grandpa trained boxers.
Sweet. Inglewood, so you got you in wrestling.
Inglewood 76ers. That's all we had out of, you know, little town. And we go, and I'm like waiting. And I weigh in, and we're waiting, and I'm little. I don't understand why we'll fucking wait in. Let's go eat breakfast, dude. You know?
Yeah.
And this kid comes in and weighs a little bit more than me, the kid that beat me. My dad puts me in a hoodie, puts a backpack on me, and makes me re-weigh in. He's like, if you can't beat him, what are we doing here?
Yeah, I love your dad, dude.
He's competitive. And then the kid beat me. Like I said, he won four state champion. He won three or four. I think he won all 4 years.
No shit.
Yeah,
huh?
He only lost twice.
He was
like,
a G.
Yeah, dude, it's like an old dude from... what is his name? Clum. Dude.
Oh, Tom. Yeah.
He was a bad.
All his sons, dude.
Yeah.
You know what's so crazy about that? We go, I take Gaethje. Or no, I went in there first. And Tom don't know me from, he knew me from social media or whatever. Yeah. But I never met
Iron.
Him. Right? I never, like, I was never into recurves. I didn't know.
Yeah.
I'm just respectful.
Yeah.
Old guy. Business.
Learning, yeah.
That was my old gym. Where they're at right now was
really?
My old gym that I trained
well,
at.
Well, dude, he was going to be the first Coloradoan to go undefeated and win all four state championships his senior year. I remember when I was a kid, dude, I was in like junior high. His senior year, state championship, he loses 14-13 to a guy he had beat numerous times. He loses state championship runner-up. Or he would have been the only undefeated 4-time state champion. And I think he's an All-American, if I remember.
Oh, dude.
Right. He was an unreal wrestler.
Dude,
unreal.
He was at, he talked, he knew everything about me, about my career. And then he goes, hey, you still coaching that Gaethje guy? I was like, yeah, man. He goes, yeah, man. He knew every match that he went. He was there when Gaethje was in All-America at Northwestern. I was like, what the fuck are you, dude? You psycho or what?
They say he's a badass,
dude,
man.
He was like, no, I only follow the true,
yeah,
true greats, you know? And so,
but they had like a game warden working in there, so that says a lot too.
Yeah, exactly, right?
Who the fuck has game wardens working for him, bro?
A pip, fucking great.
Yeah, Clums, yeah, come on,
fuck. smart guy. Yeah. Fuck. So, damn, that makes you think.
Yeah,
right?
The guy worked there when he was going to college. I guess he's our local out east. Yeah, dude, whatever.
Well, that's what actually. Well, that's like we and Aaron were shooting at America Bowman one day, and he's like, oh, that's what's the name? He's game warden. I was like, are we doing anything wrong, Aaron? He's like, we're shooting fucking 3Ds, Aaron, or Luke. And I was like, I know, man.
Was it a recurve deal?
No, fuck,
no. It's probably Dawson or somebody.
No, it was Dawson.
Yeah, yeah.
He was cool, man.
Yeah, no, he's cool.
Fucking
he's
cool dude. He was there with his family.
He's a real
hunter. Yeah, dude.
Yeah, he's a real hunter.
He was there, and I was mad at him. I shook my hand. This was like when the whole COVID shit was like, and I was like, I was about to give him a fist pound, right? And he came out like stronger at me, and I was like, you got me, bro. You got me. I'm at your mercy.
He's a little bitty guy, yeah.
I'm at your mercy. I'm on your team.
Yeah, you can't argue with those people.
Right? So, yeah. So when you wrestled him, what I mean, you said he beat you.
I was just a kid. Oh, yeah.
Six and under was tough, right?
Yeah, right. And I didn't get any ear damage. No cauliflower.
Six and under, right? Yeah, it's tough.
No, we did Rocky Mountain Nationals and stuff. I did till I was like, got tall enough to fucking be good at basketball.
Yeah? And how'd that treat you?
I was pretty good at basketball, man.
Were you?
I was pretty good. I mean, I was the best guy on our team out that little town.
Hey, fucking team. No tryouts. Jamie went to varsity.
I started all 4 years. We were good. We were pretty good. Yeah, we're a small town. Colorado.
Letter?
You letter? Yeah, all 4 years.
Fucking
yeah.
Yeah.
I played every sport, man.
Did you? What did they have?
We didn't have like soccer and hockey. No, dude. Fucking hockey.
I'd probably beat your ass right now if you played soccer.
No, I don't play
soccer.
Cody
probably
played
soccer, didn't you?
Of course I did.
I didn't play soccer. We played that's football, basketball, baseball, track. And then I started riding bulls in high school, but I still did track. I rode bulls. I was missing track. We used to go to bull riding.
No shit.
Yeah, worst bull ride ever. Just a good salesman. So, talk this guy into giving me.
So tell me real quick, what kind of bull rider, like what makes you, obviously you wrestled.
Yeah.
Like, I look at bull riding, and I'm like, fuck no, dude.
Dude, I was addicted to the lifestyle. I mean, man, dude, this hat, I tagged him Kenny. He's a roughie, dude. He was a bareback rider, big country singer.
Oh,
now.
Fuck.
Yeah, dude, he wrote Barrel Racer Land, just talking shit about how barrel racers date ropers, and then at night, when the ropers are roping, they come to the roughie house and come hang out with the roughies.
I like the lifestyle.
Yeah, no, we would travel. Get bucked off bulls, the good guys would cover. But dude, you want to talk about adrenaline? Like, I can't imagine like UFC, what Gaethje's going through, going to fight Tony Ferguson and stuff, like even you being nervous enough. But when I was a kid, there was no being, I remember wrapping my rope, dude, slapping my neck, sitting up on my rope and just being like, let's go, and fucking turning out. If I were to get on a bull right now, I mean, that would be a moment where I'd be like,
That's what I'm saying. Like, I would never get on a bull,
dude,
right now.
I've dislocated both my shoulders. This one's still torn. It
I would fight fucking Justin, Tony, Khabib, fucking Connor in a heartbeat before I jump on the fucking laziest bull ever.
Hey, dude, these 19, 20, 21-year-old bull riders, roughies, they'd fucking fight. They'd fight. They'd walk up the
car. Oh, well, I'm going to go.
I'm not saying they would win.
Hey, cowboy talk is cowboy talk.
That's my kid horse. I'm not saying
they'd win. I'm saying they'd throw. These fuckers are drunk.
Fire and water right
there. That's the lifestyle, dude. Party, rodeo. I'll tell you the story.
You ain't no cowboy unless you got a flatbed.
Don't make fun of a man's horse, dog, hat. There you go.
Dude, I'll tell you a story. We're in Manhattan, Kansas, K-State, at this college rodeo. We go to this house party. We all have fake IDs. We're kids. And they're like, ah, fuck this. This house party's loaded. Fuck this house party, dude. And we're walking down the street to this dually pickup with a bunch of ropers and shit. And all of a sudden, I heard like, and then poof, and then glass hit the ground. Oh, and our buddy hit the ground, dude. Somebody off the porch chucked a beer bottle and hit him in the head. He, like, stumbles up. It didn't knock him out, but it hurt him. And he's like, I remember blood.
Yeah.
And he's like, what happened? I'm like, dude, someone chucked a beer bottle off that fucking porch. Dude, this guy was a big southpaw lefty, huge guy. Called him Big Bear. He went in that party. He hit every man, woman. He was close-fisting everybody. We finally get him drugged out of there, jump in the pickup, peeling out, leave. We're like, telling him, like, what the fuck's wrong with you? What the fuck? And he goes, I was like, you hit. I was like, dude, you were hitting chicks. You were hitting dudes. He's like, I bet I hit whoever the fuck threw that beer bottle.
Hey, motherfucker should have came out and said, hey, that was me.
Yeah, I know. He took everybody out.
He took everybody out.
Dude, those rodeo guys are like that, man. They just, that's the part of it, drinking Coors Light.
Yep. PBR, dude. Yeah. So, PBR. I got a funny story about that. Don't get me wrong. I've had my fair share of a few bull riders. And, you know, really?
Hey, what's his name? Outback.
Outback?
Yeah, little dude from Outback. What's that guy?
Oh, Trevin.
Trevin.
Yeah. He's a little firecracker, too.
Is he?
Yeah.
He's a little guy. That's what bull riders are supposed to look like.
That's what bull riders are, right?
That's what they're supposed to look like.
We took Frank. We went to Montana, Big Sky.
Big Sky, right.
Oh, remember, Cody was there.
Yeah.
That's fun, I bet.
It was cool, right? Yeah. We went there for a tack tournament. Archery shirt. We had none going on for the weekend. We're like, fuck it, let's just drive down there, go through Yellowstone, Yosemite. Is it Yosemite?
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, I was like, wait, am I thinking something else or whatever? Right. Yeah. So we get there. And my buddy Drew, he's a fucking, he reminds me so much of you, dude, honestly. And my buddy Ian's there. Every one of us, Salas fought the UFC, everybody. Cody's done fights with us. Everybody that's with me is, like, we know how to take care of ourselves.
And tort life.
And well,
yeah, but Frank trains everybody with y'all. I seen him do
it. Now he could probably...
Always wearing socks.
Cardio kickboxing classes don't really count.
So this is what I told Frank. So, well, before this happened, right, there is nobody in this bar. We're like, God damn, this is the deadest fucking bar
that's ever. Montana.
Not even a waitress in the place. It's all fucking bartender and dudes, right? Mm-hmm. And I swear to God, like 11 o'clock, the PBR fucking closed down. Everybody came because everybody said, because we asked the locals, like, hey, where's the place to go?
They said, go here, yeah.
Yeah, so we did. Yeah. And I was like, what the fuck is going on here? Right, Cody? It was nobody.
No, empty.
Fucking crickets.
Sitting alone in the bar in the corner.
How many hundreds of people showed up after that rodeo?
Dude, we got done and it fucking just was like Houdini, bro. Boom. And it was fucking packed, wall to wall, right?
Packed.
And there was girls, there was fucking bull riders,
cowboys, dude.
And I get along with everybody. Oh, yeah, I don't give a fuck. Yeah. I'm great. I have a great time. I'll buy you drinks. We're going to have fun. I don't know what happened.
Somebody was smoking.
Yeah, so.
Smoking at the bar.
There was a chick.
Yeah.
Chick smoking the bar.
You can't do that in Montana.
No. Oklahoma. Can't do it anywhere.
No, yeah. Oklahoma, Texas, you can smoke inside.
No, that's meth.
No, that's both. It's both. Cigarettes or meth.
Yeah, so either way, right? You can't do it. So the bartender fucking took his water hose and fucking sprayed her with the fucking smoking a cigarette. Right?
Put the cigarette out.
Coyote ugly.
Right? Yeah. Put the cigarette out. It was fucking crazy, right? She ran out, told her fucking cowboy buddy.
He come in there mad.
He was all pissed off. He came in with a fucking, probably a Jack and Coke, fucking threw it right at us.
The entire bar.
Across the whole bar, on our table. And it fucking hit me in the back of the neck.
On accident.
Nah. But my boy Drew comes up.
Wrong table.
And fucking goes, what the fuck? And just fucking starts calling everybody out. You want to throw shit? And this bull rider was like, I did it, motherfucker.
He didn't know.
Right?
Tort should have went over there and been like, dude, you don't know.
No, so it was bad. Like, I was like, all right, motherfucker. he ran out to grab his buddy, and I could start seeing guys start falling out. Cowboys.
Yeah.
And well, my buddy went out. Yeah,
how
my buddy Ian was at the bar.
Did he wreck them all?
No, listen, my buddy Ian's at the bar, right? He's at the bar. He's like, man, there's some shit going on, man. They're calling all the Cowboys outside. All these motherfuckers, black hats, white hats, fucking dirty hats. And I was like, dude, they're going to need a lot more, Ian. Because, well, in exchange of this, there was a lot of words said, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, shit talking.
A lot of shit, you know. And finally, we were like, all right, cool. I'm in it. Let's do this, right? Cool. Cody's in it. Fucking, I'm like,
what was Frank doing?
Taking off our hats. Well, here's the thing. So we start taking off our hats and our sunglasses, watches, whatever.
And sunglasses inside.
Tord is looking around like, what the fuck? He's like, about
Tord goes, because I'm responsible for Tord. I brought him with us, right? Kafaro's my fucking sponsor, right? Like, I brought him because I want him to fucking hang out with me, right? Like, he was like, yeah. And, like, me and Frank are cool, but I knew he couldn't whip himself with a wet paper sack, right? Fuck no, dude. He has those white pearly teeth, dude. He ain't getting punched, dude, right? I don't want him to. Right, I want more for me. Right, so I fucking literally take my phone out of my pocket, take my wallet, and I give it to Frank, and I said, "Here,
don't lose this."
I said, "Don't lose this, but you might want to record this. Record this shit, okay?" Yeah. And he goes, "Like, what the fuck is gonna happen?" I said,
"He's getting nervous."
I was like,
"That's a bit of a culture shock, right? For sure, for Frank."
And we told Skinny Coat, and I was like, "Hey, Coat, shit, we're gonna fucking mop house. You get the car after you fuck up a few people, choke them out, do what you gotta do, but you're in charge of the truck,
yeah,
right? Because if the fucking sirens come, you're our getaway. Because I'm not running all the way to we were fucking camping.
Oh yeah,
we were camping at the time, and it was like fucking."
I was a designated driver, so naturally I'm the getaway driver.
Yeah,
as
take
well.
Care of a few that, people, that go sense, get the ride. Yeah.
You were actually
the responsible
guy.
Yeah,
fucking responsible. See, a lot of years are responsible. So we fucking get there to outside. We were like, "Fuck it, these guys ain't coming, and we were gonna let them funnel in. We're just gonna start fucking them up, right?"
Yeah.
And they're like, "Come on, come on, come on!" So we're like, "Fuck it, let's just go out there and bomb on these bitches," right? Yes. The only thing that we were worried about is like, dude. If we get shot, we get shot. We're fucked,
nah,
right?
Not Montana. Nah.
Yeah, but they, you know, either way.
Cowboys aren't like that. Really.
Yeah, I didn't think so, right? Yeah, so no, that's why I was like, they're going to be gonna straight up there. They're going to get fucked up.
Yeah, they're just going to try to fucking put their head down.
We go outside. We're like, we're ready to fucking like, hey, ain't nobody doing a Royal Rumble like the fucking outsiders, right? Without me. I'm ready to go through and start clubbing dudes. And they're like, wait. We want to trade with you guys.
They caught wind. Yeah,
they caught wind. Well, because my boy Salas was out there.
He was like trying to help. Yeah,
he was out there macking. He's like, "Listen, guys,
we have a gym.
Listen,
yeah.
I find the UFC. You find he's fine. This you guys don't want to go
in. Good for him, though.
Yeah, dude. Ian Burns screaming about how you can YouTube him.
YouTube me. I'm on YouTube. YouTube me. My boy Ian. He's like,
God bless him, though.
He's like, Google me, bitch. Google me.
Some barrel racer was like, hey, no. Hey, yeah. Get some views.
That looks like him.
It's a cage. They're in a cage here.
Yeah. But you know what? Bull rides are fucking crazy, though.
Yeah, dude. When I was in college, they were just fighting the football team.
Yeah.
Basketball team.
That's how
team.
I know them, too, though.
Oh, no.
They don't give a fuck.
They'll fist fight. Yeah.
And that's what I love about them.
Little bitty fuckers.
I love them, dude. Little man syndrome. I love them.
Yeah.
I love
it. It's a badass story, though.
No, it is. It's funny. Why? Well, it would have been way better if we would have really fought. Yeah, I really do. Without the jail.
The jail probably would have happened.
I don't think we would have hurt anybody real bad. I think we might have fucking. Dude. We would have. They would have definitely been
they're
looking
like meth heads. These rodeo guys up. You hit them, they're right back up.
I know, dude. They would have definitely looked like some hockey players.
That would have been the last time Tord ever hung out with anybody ever.
Oh, dude,
again.
Frank could have been shitting down his.
No, Frank was like, "What the fuck?
Bar fight, jail. Thanks, Luke."
No, he was like, "Dude, that was probably the funnest time I ever had." Besides me getting my ass kicked out.
Yeah, but
downtown.
Snyder would have understood. He'd be like, yeah, Brian.
No, he did.
Yeah.
He was like, bro, why the fuck did you help him out? It was It was definitely fucking, it was definitely something fun and an experience, but yeah. I guess everything happens for a reason, and
that was a good thing. That
I'm glad. I'm glad we could just talk about it and nothing happened. What's the craziest shit that's ever happened on a hunt? Like you guiding either a hunter. I don't want no fucking boring ass flat tire. And you ain't got a spare.
Oh no! Okay,
I want a fucking. Did an animal attack you? Did a fucking gun blow up? Dude. Did you shoot a fucking, almost shoot a guy?
Did you forget to load an arrow in your bow?
Yeah. No, dude, there was a time we shot this deer, a guy named Jeremy, hunting with me. He's hunting with me a lot. And, dude,
do you get a lot of United States guys or?
Yeah. A lot of guys from back east, a lot of Texans, a lot of oil.
A lot of guy from, oil.
Yeah. Dude, this dude's been hunting with me. He's a real deal. He's killed a lot of shit. Killed a polar bear with his bow two years ago.
OG gangster twist, dude.
He's killed some cool shit. He comes out, and we've had misses. We had him hit a deer in the neck. A broadhead opened up in the air and curved, hit it in the neck. Deer's still alive. We call him Roman. Still alive. He's like 9-year-old deer.
This deer is?
Yeah, he's still alive. This was like fucking 4 years ago. Deer's still alive. Screwed up his antlers. He looks all weird. We call him Roman. His nose is just...
I know a guy that can take him out.
Yeah, dude. No, dude, that'd be a good deer. I would love someone to shoot him. You can't talk to anyone to shoot him because his antlers are all deformed. He's weird, but he's really heavy. But, dude, we're in a cornfield, and I'm looking at this deer at 55 yards, and I'm like, dude, Jeremy, we're going to shoot this fucker. I was like, I see some extras. I'm like, he looks wide. His beams look long. He stands up, and he's like halfway, quarter two. And I'm like, put it right on the left side of his chest. I said, it'll burn through his vitals. He's like, I don't feel comfortable. I'm like, fucking shoot him. He's an awesome shot. Smokes him within 2 inches of where I would hope you'd hit him. Deer runs off. I'm like, stay here. I run through the corn, looking, and all of a sudden there's just blood everywhere. And I'm
You're like, yeah.
So Jeremy walks up, and I'm like, you didn't feel comfortable with that shot? I'm just talking shit, and he goes, no, I didn't feel comfortable. He's in a fucking cornfield, and I'm shooting him quarter two. And I'm like, what's with all this blood? And he's like, fuck yeah,
Right.
So we're like a mile in a trail in this thing. Blood everywhere. The best blood. And I was like, what the hell?
How long did you wait?
30 minutes, probably 20 minutes.
Yeah, that's been my downfall.
We get up, dude.
You call yourself a top guide?
Yeah. We get up there, dude, and this deer's laying there. And I walk up to it.
Oh, fuck it.
The motherfucker gets up and murks me, puts his rack on both sides of me, chases me down in this cornfield, fucking mows me over, dude. Just trying to, like...
And help you.
Yeah, dude, he's just trying to stab me. And Jeremy talks shit. Anyway, we ended up whacking him. It was a fucking shit show. And we ended up getting him killed. And Jeremy's on the phone with his buddies, and he's like, you should have seen Nestor. He's fucking back east, southern. You should have seen him running this fucking deer. And I was like, when I looked back, motherfucker, you had your bow in your hand and he was running straight down a corn row. Like, fucking, what are you talking shit for, dude? I had to turn and like
grab his horns.
Oh, he pushed me right into the ground, dude.
You were like steer wrestling. Yeah,
no, like fucking, I was just trying to prevent him from fucking, dude, he could have fucking put his antlers through me. But we got him killed. But yeah, that was crazy. We've had a lot of crazy, cougar hunting.
Yeah, dude, that's one thing. I'm glad you brought that up because, dude, there's been a lot of talk about dogs and this and that. And here's my deal. Even like blood dogs, it's a must, man. If you can use it, use the blood dog, right?
Well, it helps you find a wounded animal.
Fuck yeah, right? And you can take it out, right?
Yeah, it's ethical.
Very ethical, right? So you go back. And believe me, dude, coming in my world, MMA world, dude, it's fucking, you would think they'd be savages, right? But they're not, dude. They're like soft. They ain't like they used to be, when I fought them.
Yeah.
So they're always like, man, you use dogs. Yeah, motherfucker, I use dogs.
If you do it, you have to do it and experience it to appreciate it. It's the most ethical thing. You get to see a cougar, a bear in a tree, age it, see if it's a male or female. Which you kind of know when you turn out on the track. And it could be a big track. And you get up there and it's a 4-year-old tom. And you're like, well, it's a great tom, but he's young.
Can you let it be?
I hate shooting him. I only want to shoot the big ass, badass, like yellow teeth. Like, that's my thing. I don't kill very many cougars, you know. And I can't guide for them. We have a couple of little private ranches that we can do some hunts, and I send some guys to, you know, some outfitters that have public land permits. But I do it for fun because I'm obsessed with it.
You just train the dogs.
I love it.
How many dogs do you have?
12.
Oh, fuck, dude. You just got a fucking bark fest.
Like, I spend more money on the money I make, I put back into dogs, dude. It's bad. I have 3 litters a year. I put that money into an account, and then I use that for fuel, food, and dog food, shit like that, yeah.
No shit.
Yeah, yeah.
So when did you start doing dogs?
Mid-December through April 30th.
No. When did you
as a kid, dude. As 16. Yeah.
Oh, fuck. You had dogs?
15 years.
Oh, my God.
A guy took me, man.
Hounds?
Yeah, hounds. A guy took me, and he goes, "You sure we're driving? You sure you want to do this?" I'm like, "Fuck yeah, I want to do this." We find a track, dude. My heart's beating. He's like, "You sure you want to do this?" He's from Wyoming, Cody, Wyoming. I'm like, "Yeah, why wouldn't I want to do this?" He goes, "We turn out on this track, you see a cougar in a tree, you're going to have 10 of these fucking biscuit-eating bastards in your yard." I'm not kidding you, dude. I left there, bought a hound. The next morning, I saved, I don't remember. I had like $500 my name at that time. And I bought this little piece of shit, $350 hound, started training it, dude.
And was it awesome?
No, it turned out to be a badass, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, dude, he was a badass dog.
Have you done, like, hogs with those dogs in Texas?
When I went to Oklahoma, we used to chase hogs.
All the time.
Stab hogs. Dude, you talk about being savages.
Man, that's a savage fucking deal, dude.
I used to do that when I was a kid. Man, when there's a hog, and especially when you catch a sow with her babies and they're screaming, man, that's a lot. And you're stabbing them. You know? Yeah. I'm not into that older I get.
I got a fucking funny story about that. You have a kill dog? What do you call them?
It was a kill dog. It was a fucking pit bull or a dogo, one of them white Argentina fucking dogs, and they just rip their fucking...
Yeah, right.
Dude, or coyote dogs. Have you ever heard of this?
No.
Your dog box on the back of your pickup. You're driving through like a stubble field, man, like Kansas, Eastern Colorado, Oklahoma. You jump a coyote. You're on, and the dogs see it before you do. They're just... They're greyhounds, and the kill dog's an Irish wolfhound mixed with a greyhound, usually. And you fucking...
Long legs.
You fucking get up on these coyotes. And this guy damn near rolls a pickup, stops, and there's these two wires. One for this side of the dog box, one for that side. And he pulls that some bitch. And the coyote's running, and it's like a tortoise and a rabbit, dude. And these greyhounds just chase it down and grab it. Then he pulls another string, kicks out a kill dog, and a kill dog runs up and just grabs it by the neck. And
goddamn right.
Rips the throat out of him.
Swear to God.
Dude, I've seen so
fucking firsthand.
Dude, it's so badass, man.
Dude, it's the most craziest shit you'll ever see.
And they don't get hurt. Those coyotes don't stand a chance.
Dude, the coyotes. But I was pig hunting with these guys.
Yeah, pigs, dude.
And
they don't stand a chance either.
Dude, but they got those big ass tusks, too. And they had a Kevlar vest.
Yeah, they have the vest on the dogs.
And, dude, I had a fucking experience in Texas the first time. Bro,
dude, it's intense, man.
Dude. You just get like a bunch of fucking hillbillies. Oh, dude,
your headlamp, and it's like,
dude, we were actually, you know, this one we were just trying to film the sizzle reel, the pilot for Gladiators Unleashed, and so these guys from Texas fucking had a pretty much like a 2-acre fucking pen of pigs in this, and all we had to do was go in there and fucking shoot them with the bow, fucking whatever we had to do, right? Make a highlight reel, right? And
2 acres, poor pigs, man.
Yeah, they had no chance. But with us, they did. With us, they did. It took us fucking 2 days. No, I'm just kidding. By the end of the night, so they wanted to kill these pigs either way, right? Because they had to get them out. And we killed. We got our stuff that we want slow mo. We did it. And these guys, we went there like, "Hey, you want to stab a pig with these dogs?" And I was like, "Fuck yeah, I want to do it because I've heard about it." Right?
Yeah, that's how they do in Hawaii.
Right? It's the way it is. Pigs are a nuisance. Period.
Yeah. Oh, dude, it's a nuisance.
So bad.
They ruin so much shit.
So we get there, and I'm not gonna go into the whole detail, but these motherfuckers were straight redneck. They were straight redneck. These motherfuckers, dogs, and we got a lot of gray with them, dude. I'm part redneck.
Where in Texas?
It was like Alabama side.
Yeah, 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 dude. Oh, like redneck.
Like Alabama. Hey,
it's my sister. She likes you. That's fucking that side of
that,
Texas.
That
dude.
Is.
Yeah.
Well, this kill
wearing
dog.
The same fucking outfit and shit.
That's me right here.
No shirt, though, underneath.
With nothing underneath, right? Yeah. I don't want to turn Alex on too much. So I get there and this fucking dog had a fucking swastika branded on him. The kill dog. The swastika. No. Right?
It's probably chasing people in Minneapolis. Oh, right, dude. That's bad. I'm sorry. You can edit
too that. Soon? No, there you know it. Too soon? No. But listen, that's what I'm saying. Like, these people were just straight fucking crazy, right?
That's not out of line for
I'm going to tell some stories here in a little bit, but I'm not going to do it on the podcast yet. Okay?
Oh, I hear you.
But,
that's probably good.
So we get there, and these fucking dogs, and I got Gaethje, the most fucking violent man in the fucking planet, right? Joe Rogan said it himself, right? So I'm giving this fucking knife to Justin, and I said, Justin, you're up, bro. And he's like, cool, cool. And we're by this pond, and these dogs got this fucking hog that's probably like, I don't know, 200 pounds?
Big.
He's a big pig, big cutters. And he fucking, the kill dog came in and fucking put him down in the fucking water. So the fucking little piggies, the dogs barking. It's chaos.
You're like, yeah, you know, oh, dude. It's fucking it sounds wild. Like World War III.
Right? Yeah. So he has this big-ass fucking Bowie knife, like Crocodile Dundee, right?
That's what they use. Yeah, right. You got to get deep, yeah.
Yeah. And Justin fucking goes up there and goes like this to the fucking pig.
Oh, God.
like a butter knife, right? Yeah. Like, and the guy that owned the dog, he goes, stab that motherfucking pig before it kills my dog, motherfucker. I'll kill you. And Justin goes, boom, and like fucking curls this pig, this 200-pound pig, went right through it, about stabbed the dog because the blade went through the pig and has it fucking bicep deep. He went all the way through it. He goes, are you fucking happy?
Yeah, dude, it's intense. I don't blame Justin. Like, and, dude, it's intense.
It
man.
Is, and
I kind of do feel. I told
it's crazy,
you, man.
Right?
I'm not. I thought I was. I used to not. It used to not bother me, but when they're screaming and stuff,
yeah, dude.
Man. But
it's
that's
different.
How they used to do it, you know. In Hawaii, that's like an art.
Yeah, that's, dude, it's way different. Like, if you ain't down for a bunch of dogs barking and fucking pigs squealing. Don't do it. I'm telling you right now.
And stabbing and blood and night and spotlight and where's the hog? Oh, shit.
Me, personally, I think it's a fucking cool experience.
I used to think it was a blast. It,
it's
it,
a cool experience.
Yeah.
Do I need to do it again?
I probably don't need to do it again.
Nah, I'm cool.
I'm
cool.
Done doing it myself. I'm cool.
If it's up and I've been drinking some Pendleton, let's do it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Middle of the night, you probably are.
I don't really need to do it. I'll watch it with my fucking ears. Covered up like
you
this.
You could be a mile away and listen to that.
Yeah,
shit,
right?
Dude.
It's crazy.
Oh, yeah, they're intense. They're hog hunting.
So the other thing is, who's your favorite fighter?
Justin Gaethje.
Okay, that's a good one. Yeah, that's a good one.
No, dude, he probably is my favorite right now. I used to be a huge John Jones fan. Mm-hmm. Dan Henderson.
Mm-hmm.
Dan Henderson was one of my favorite. BJ Penn was one
what
of my
What about Dan
favorite.
Henderson? We need to get him out of your place, dude.
Yeah, dude. Dan hunts.
Yeah, dude, he's so.
He also has a Traeger.
My bad.
He does. Man.
I don't.
I'm just saying.
Here's the deal. Like Dan is a G dude. Like he's from my era, dude. Like
yeah,
when
dude,
we train, like
Dan
I love
badass.
It. Like, dude, it's one of those guys where Dan Henderson, like Cody, you were probably still fucking in grade school when Dan was winning. Championship and pride and shit.
Yeah, but he was winning later too. What was it? Who was that when he did the
Michael Bisping?
Yeah, dude. God, that was awesome.
Dude, he was fucking over the top, just dropping bombs. And what he would do for training was go elk hunting.
Yeah. Yeah, no, Dan Henderson's real dude. I like that young guy from Arkansas. Onyx Reebok.
Doug
Price.
So yeah. I'm getting him
Bryce
on the
Mitchell.
Fucking podcast,
dude.
Bro.
Watching dude. YouTube Eddie Bravo videos just to learn the twister.
His jiu-jitsu
dude.
In that last fight
dude.
Was
oh, he's
cool,
man.
I've
been watching him
he's
a lot.
So he's tough,
cool.
Dude. Yeah, so he was on Gaethje's card, dude.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
So,
yeah, that's right.
And I fucking saw him in the hallway. I was getting ice from my beers.
Yeah.
Right? And I was like, oh, shit, dude. I just want you to know I'm a big fan
oh,
of you,
I'm
right?
A huge
and
fan
he
of
goes,
him.
you run that hunting show. And I was like, my dog.
Yeah, because he probably hunts. Dude.
Yeah,
dude. He probably shoots the littlest ass whitetails you've ever seen in your life. That's where he's from, Arkansas.
Yeah, dude. They're small. They're like coos deer.
Yeah, like tree stand shit.
Yeah. So I said, man, right on. He goes, yeah, man, Gaethje's the fucking the guy I look up to.
Yeah, dude.
I'm going to be better than him. And the route he's at?
No, dude. He's going to be good.
He's going to be
He is
fucking
good.
Reckoning.
He's not going to be. He is good.
I love that dude.
Yeah, I like him.
I love that dude.
Yeah, dude. Those are the guys I used to watch. I remember watching like Frank Abbott. Remember that?
Not Frank, Tank.
Tank Abbott. Yeah, dude. My bad.
You were thinking of Frank Mir.
Yeah, or what? Yeah, Frank Mir.
Yep. I got you, bro.
Yeah, yeah.
I got you, dog.
Yeah, you come right.
We are the best friends we could ever have. So here's... Put it down this way. If you had a fight, party, and hunt with one, ready?
If I had a fight, party, to hunt with one fighter?
Listen, cabrón.
Oh, God.
You got Justin Gaethje. You got, I'll give your boy John Jones in there. It's going to be hard.
What about?
Because, you know, he likes to party.
Yeah, you know he likes to party.
Yeah. He parties hard.
I'll go Dan Anderson. Okay?
I'm a huge Gaethje fan. He's from, you know, we're Coloradoans. I will say this, too, though. Like, dude, I am a fucking big-time fan of the Diaz brothers.
Oh, why wouldn't you be?
Dude, they're like G's to me. Like, dude, the West Coast shit, dude. Dude. Growing up in the streets. Those guys, I love Nick and Nate.
They've been true to their product, man.
Oh, dude, they've never been ever fake. These are the people I don't like. I'll say that. Gaethje, him coming hunting with me is a huge deal to me, man. He's from Colorado. That'd be my number one. I'd choose him over John Jones and stuff. Unless John had some badass 8-ball or something, I would go with John.
Which probably could be happening, right?
No, dude. Gaethje,
you're hunting. You're hunting with Gaethje. You're gonna hunt with him.
Yeah,
he's
coming, man. He's coming.
Are you? What are you gonna do with him? Are you gonna fucking bow or rifle?
He shoots a bow, doesn't he?
Yep.
Pretty good. Oh fuck.
Go rifle. Go rifle.
Really? Does he not shoot a bow very much?
No, he does. He can. He really can.
It's intense. I'm not saying we're gonna kill anything, but what do you mean he can?
So
can he? He fucking dry fired his bow earlier.
Oh, fuck.
You don't feel comfortable with him shooting a bow?
How far?
55.
Let's look at a long range rifle sponsorship right now.
Yeah, Gunworks. They only owe $2.8 million to whoever the fuck.
Hey, seriously. I honestly, he would feel more comfortable
with a gun.
With the gun.
Yeah, dude. We got a Snowy Mountain Rifles. They send us guns. Great company. I think the best custom rifle company in existence.
Really?
Yeah, dude, I love them.
He has, believe me, he has fucking guns given to him.
Yeah, oh, I bet. Yeah. Dude, you get in with Snowy. Seriously, yeah. I'll
Snowy,
talk to him.
His name's
Paul. Yeah, Montana guy.
No, fuck Justin. Talk about me.
No, really. They would. No, he's all for it. They're up and coming, small company.
I heard about them.
No,
dude.
They're the real deal, dude. This guy comes out and shoots shit with me, and he gave us some rifles.
No way.
They are, I mean, dude, they're badass. That's what Bam shoots now.
Really?
And you know, Bam.
Oh, I know that. Yeah.
Bam's like a military guy, right? So Bam gets it.
Yeah.
He gets all the long distance shit. His little girl's shooting 1,000, 1,200 yards.
I see it with that little turquoise gun.
Yeah. Now Bam had a gun made for her, dude. And it's, dude, ask Bam. He knows more.
What is it called?
Snowy Mountain.
Snowy Mountain. Yeah, I heard of them.
Snowy Mountain Rifles. Bam knows more about it than I do, dude.
That's dope. That's dope. Speaking of gear, what kind of knife do you use?
Is it Tito?
It is called Tito. I used to call it Tito,
and they said, hey, quit calling it Tito.
No, I had him on the podcast, and he was like, man, I don't give a fuck what you call it. Luke's a cool-ass dude.
Yeah, they send me knives. Dude. And I used to use a Havilon, and then they gave me a fix, and they gave me the interchangeable so I can cape stuff out. They're good to me.
Dude, he is. I like him, honestly, I've always talked to him over Instagram messages.
That's all I've done.
And finally, when I saw him, I was like, damn, this is you. I finally get to see you because we had him on the podcast. And we had such a great time, dude. We had whiskey. We were drinking. We were talking. And I said, we got to squash something, bro. Is it called Tito or Tito? He was all like, well, I'm like, you need to let motherfuckers know. Because I don't know. I can't read or write or fucking, you know, do whatever. All I can do is fight. So he goes, man, I like it. It's Tito. But if they're buying it, fuck it.
It's Tito, man.
It's Tito. I don't give a fuck. Tito, man. So he's from Minnesota, right? Yeah. And he was all like, man, I don't care. If you're buying it, you can call whatever the fuck you want. It's going to be a good product. Get it the way you want.
I think they're great. I think their fixed blades are amazing. I like it better than the Havilon because it is fixed. Mm-hmm. It doesn't break as bad. Their interchangeable blades are going to break.
Dude, all of them do.
Yeah, but you got to be, I mean, it depends
I've had
on who's,
I've had Gerber,
yeah,
Havilon, and them, and they've all fucking popped off. And we talked about that. He goes, man, it's all about, it's
once you learn, you do it a lot less. I promise you that.
How many blade? What would you say, like, on this one, the surgical blade?
A lot. How many blades have I broke?
Yeah.
On a Havilon, compared to that, less on that. But it took me a while.
Yeah, dude.
But because it's fixed, it's easier. I don't break near as much.
But as more as you get with your knife, you know it, right?
Oh, yeah. I don't break hardly any. I could do a whole animal with one.
Yeah, dude. And that's why I said I was doing it more like caping, dude,
yeah,
than anything.
Oh, that for caping. Yeah. Dude, I'll do a whole elk with one.
With one of those?
Yeah, dude.
It's been a minute since I killed an elk, so I don't know.
Did you put in for tags this year?
Dude, I did. I ain't getting shit. My name's
next week.
Is it next week?
Yeah, like June 1st or the 5th.
God damn, I hope I win something. I didn't get a goat because everybody else fucking talking about goat.
Yeah, goat cheaps out. You didn't get one.
I didn't get one.
Mama, how many points do you have?
Mama will be proud.
Yeah.
I got 4 points.
Yeah, no, you're not going to get one.
Nope.
You got 5 points.
Yeah, you got to have.
I'm not going
to
get one.
You have 5 waiting or do you already have the... You have to have so many points, and after 6 years, you start getting in the draw. Oh. So just put in for preference.
Jesus. Oh, my God. I wanted to go in with Snyder because I was like, I can do that, hon.
Yeah, you could do a nanny.
Dude, I'll do a fucking nanny.
Dude, it'd be cool, like a Hispanic with the fucking beard on a Kifaru shirt.
Fuck, how am I going to take a picture and kill the motherfucker?
Snyder knows how to take pictures.
That motherfucker's going to be right next to me fucking yelling at me. Fucking shoot, motherfucker, shoot. He will, man. Oh, shit. But anyways, the last thing I want to tell you is talk to you about is so as a guide right now, you know, what do you think like is the most corrupt shit is going on in the outdoor industry right now? Like you're one of the most successful guides out there and you deal from fucking Larry, Dick and Jane probably. And I know people that come on your hunts got to have a billfold because you deserve every bit.
We charge more to take less people just for the trophy.
Yeah.
Take less deer, manage it properly.
And it shows, right?
No, it definitely shows. Are doing good.
And, like, I have no problem. And is your shit all, you say ranches.
It's all private ground.
It's all private ground, and it's no high fence.
No, we don't hunt any high, no, nothing like that. We don't hunt any public. We're not permitted on any public ground.
Okay. So it's all private, so you know what's coming on.
Yeah, I know. On. Like I said this on the Kafaru cast, man. This is not an exaggeration. We probably have, man, I don't want to exaggerate, but over 25, probably close to 30 bucks, 175 to 180, 3, 4, 5-year-olds coming up.
Wow.
Yeah, it's crazy. Yeah, it's nothing to see. I mean, there's...
How many deadheads do you see during this time, though?
Man, 2-3 years ago, I saw a lot of deadheads. That chronic wasting disease kills older deer. It doesn't really kill younger deer. Most of the deer we had tested this year, you had to mandatory test them with during the rifle hunt, which is strange. You didn't have to do it during the archery and muzzleloader,
which is weird. Because I'm like,
why not just do it mandatory all the time? Yeah, they're just trying to get as many. You know, there's more coming in with rifles, so they can concentrate on.
They're
it.
They're like, but, you both hunters suck. Yeah, yeah.
But 80% of them, man, were tested positive.
No way.
Yeah, dude.
So then they couldn't eat it. They couldn't process it.
You can. Then it doesn't go to humans. It, you know, there's nothing proven that the meat affects humans. But
I don't know if I would do that.
I don't know either. Most of the guys, you know, they can get rid of it legally. But I think what the state will do is issue more tags, and they'll try to knock the population down to average 3.5-year-olds.
Oh fuck!
That's not good.
That hurts everything.
It hurts everything, especially for mature deer.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, but who's going to, this is what I feel is going to happen. Issue more tags, more people are going to be killing young deer.
Yeah.
Because that's most people aren't trophy hunters.
Fact. Yeah. Were you always a trophy hunter?
Yeah.
You always been in big shit.
I never killed it.
You wanted your picture on Facebook fucking holding a big ass
thing. Yeah, that was back in MySpace days.
Yeah. Fuck, my shit was hot. It was hot back then. Cody, you don't even know about MySpace days, do you?
MySpace was the...
Fucking young frags.
Yeah, that's back in the day, dude.
How old are you, Alex?
31.
You're fucking younger than Alex.
You don't know about MySpace?
MySpace day was not my thing, no.
It was huge. That was the deal. What MSN the Messenger? Yeah, that?
Instant Messenger?
MSN Messenger.
Like AOL Instant Messenger?
No, my God, he is younger. He's older than you, but he's younger than you in mine. Yeah. You're 31. I'm 39. I'm going to be 40 this year.
That's crazy.
I look good, though.
Yeah, man. You don't look 40.
Yeah. It's the whiskey. Keeps me young. Yeah, man. So, hey, here's my deal, man. I just wanted to say thank you for coming out, dude. Dude, we talked for a minute.
How long?
Minute 20 and counting.
Hour 20.
Yeah, dude. It's crazy. We could probably... what'd I say? Hour 20.
Yeah, hour 20.
What'd I say? Minute 20?
Yeah.
Oh, that's the ghetto in me, bro.
It's been a minute.
Dude. Been a minute. Here's the thing, man. I just wanted to say thanks for coming out. Hey.
Yeah, thanks, man.
Here's the deal. You know where I live now.
Yeah.
I got plenty of whiskey. I got plenty of whatever you want. Except... I got even young boys over there you can fucking run the
with. They're older than me. Those are the cougars.
Swipe right.
Swipe right, right? Anyways, we were talking about Tito Knives. Man, guys, my boy Luke, guys, get online. If you want to be a supreme hunter and learn how to cape and kill shit.
They're awesome, man.
They are nice. They are fucking nice. They're ultra light, ultra sharp. Type in GU15 and you'll get that fucking discount. Craig, I tell everybody, I'm like, this is like the flea market up in here. Dog, I got codes for days, guys. Hey, on that note, man, give my people over here at Leupold a holler at their thing. American Made, dude.
Is it Leupold or Leupold?
That's a good one, right?
Leupold, yeah.
What do you call it?
Leupold.
I call them tomatoes. A lot of people call them tomatoes.
Yeah. Reese's.
Reese's the shit, right?
Yeah.
She's the coolest shit. Leupold, my boys over at Cryptek, man, how do you not like them? Battlefield in the backcountry. Hey, it ain't no shika. Let's get it, boys. Cryptek up in the Izzy. Don't tell me you wear that.
Dude, Bam works for them. I'm trying to get a bunch of crypto.
Yeah, yeah. Forget about that. Hey, real quick, before we get off on that, let's talk about Bam real quick. Okay. Let's talk about Bam, because I got a whiskey here I got to drink. We got a little bit. How did you hook up with Bam?
Dude, Wishes is how I met him. I met him in Utah at the expo, and I had talked to him before, and then he was trying to get into guiding. I'm like, dude, come out. I'll put you on, and it didn't take Bam very long to pick up, and now he's turning into a trophy hunter. And his first deer, dude, I'll tell you about his first deer he guided. I'm like, hey, dude, you'll make a mistake. You're gonna shoot a young deer, and we'll discuss it when it happens, and we won't let it happen again. And I'll probably be an asshole, which I am an asshole. Those guys all say I'm an asshole, but first deer, he goes with me. Everything goes good. Give him his own guy,
right?
Archery, goes in on this deer in a cornfield, everything's right, shoots it at like 20 yards, and then calls me and says, hey, dude, he's acting real funny. He's acting real funny. He said, hey, I don't think this deer's that old, and I don't really think he's that big. And I was like, how big is he? And they send me a picture, and I guess he's just shitting down his leg. The client said he's shitting down his leg, and we have this talk, and I'm like, that was your one and only warning, dude. Next time, like, it's not that I don't like you. It's just that we won't need your help anymore.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. Keep it real.
And ever since that moment, dude, he turned into a trophy hunter. He's really good at finding big deer. He's really good at entertaining clients. People love him. And yeah, dude, we hooked up, and he's been great.
I fucking love him. You know what's so funny about that fucker? I don't even know how many years. It was at the SHOT Show in Vegas. I took Gaethje with me. He was just World Series of Champion, right? He defended it a couple times. He's a champion, yeah, right? Yeah, yeah. He's a world champion.
Yeah.
But it wasn't USC. Yeah, so yeah. Nobody knows
who he was.
Yeah right? So he had his fucking black glasses, fucking dorky fucking looking dude, cauliflower ear, but a dork,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
like
yeah.
You would be like, I'm picking a fight with you and I'm going to beat your ass, right? While you get fucked up. So I met them. We were at the Cryptech booth. And Bam's there with Wishes for Warriors, probably wearing a Mountain Lamps hat.
Because I think back then.
He was.
Then.
So this was back in
they
the day.
They did a lot for Wishes back then.
Yeah, yeah cool. Yeah.
When they first came out, you were trying to support people in the hunting industry. It is what it is. Yeah, it is what it is,
right?
That's right.
And I introduced Bam because I knew him
from
social media and the outdoors, right? And Justin don't give a fuck. Like,
he
don't know.
Yeah, he don't care.
Shit, right? Yeah. He didn't know who Crispy was from. He didn't know fucking Black Rifle Coffee. Yeah, he didn't. Yeah. He don't give a fuck, right? That's what I like about Justin. He treats He treats everybody like they're the same, dude.
That's good.
He don't give a fuck who you are. He doesn't have a status. And I was like, hey, man, this is fucking Bam. Bam, this is fucking Justin, world champion. And Bam goes, you know, Bam's
back is probably that wide.
Yeah, how tall is he?
He's 6'2", 270. Yeah, hey, but listen, this guy I'd hate to get in a fight with
dude,
him.
Dude, he would.
He's trying to fight Chad Mendes.
Yeah.
You ever hear that story?
Yeah.
They're going to do a cage fight. Mm-hmm. And he's like, I'm going to ask Chad Mendes. He's like, he's a little guy.
Yeah,
I'm like, Bam, I don't think this is a good fucking idea.
But Bam is a beast, dude.
Bam's a beast.
Like, he is. You remember that movie, Troy, when fucking What's His Name came out and they were like, it'll stop if fight your greatest versus your greatest. That's Bam.
Dude,
he's
Bam,
a monster,
he's
right?
A monster, dude.
He's a big fucking Andre the Giant.
He's a bad fucker, dude.
And he don't give a fuck.
He don't. He's got an 18-year-old kid mentality, dude. He's a Marine. He's been through a lot.
Like, I'm on his side.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you that right now. I'm on his side.
And his wife, dude, Britt, like, he has a support system. Like, his wife's a bad lady, dude.
Right?
Like, she supports anything. He could...
Yeah,
Bam could be in prison for murder, and she's gonna raise those kids and visit him every month.
Yeah,
man.
Dude, he's got
a good thing going.
He got it going on. So, anyways, Bam goes, "You ain't no fucking world champion," and Justin's all like, he looks at me, he's like, "Who the fuck is this guy?" Right? And I was like, "Bam, I wanted to fucking plug Ian Burke's fucking scene. You better Google this motherfucker real fast, right?" And I was like, it's cool, man. It's Bam. He's a vet, you know.
Yeah.
And Justin respects everything. And so he went out and shook his hand, and, you know, Bam being Bam.
Bam's cool. He's just like, yeah, dude, he has no filter. Like,
he don't give a fuck. And, you know, like, fast forward, you know, like, dude, Gigi's a bad motherfucker. So it's so funny.
Dude, Bam has, he's hard. I mean, dude, tatted up.
Yeah, dude.
But, dude, he has a huge heart.
Dude, he's cool.
He's like, he was one of my brothers, man, for a long time. He's like family to me.
Yeah, dude.
You know?
I want him, because he drives out here all the time.
Yeah. I'll fall.
Next time, I want him to come out.
He got a full-time job now with Cryptech.
I know, dude.
I don't think he could be guiding as much.
I don't know.
I think he'll guide the main guys that he came up with when he started guiding for us, but I don't think he'll guide as much. Yeah, I mean, he's big in Cryptech. Those guys love him.
I know he's taking over. It's a good thing because I can finally get a hold of somebody there.
Yeah, no, that's right.
He's good, man. Like, he's honestly a good guy to have for social media there. And
oh, dude, huge marketer, self-promoting. And Wishes.
I mean, look what he did for the Wishes for Warriors.
He just changed it.
Shit, I know he blew up your guys' shit too, dude.
Yeah, no. Dude, Bam did a lot for me. I tried to do a lot for him and his family. He's done a lot for me.
Yeah, he's good, dude. He's a good peeps. But, Alex, where can the people find you at?
Hunt Nest. I just have Instagram. We don't have a website, just so many tire kickers. We have a really good clientele as it is, so we don't need a lot of people calling. But, yeah, Hunt Nest, if you want to check out a bunch of mule deer and elk and deer.
Dude, I want to ask you this, and I'm going to ask you this in public. On everybody listening or watching, like, you send me a bunch of videos of big ass mule deer.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Now, tell me the truth.
Oh, God.
Tell me the truth. Are those your guys' deer or somebody else's
deer? Oh, no, if we send you a video, it's us, dude.
No, I know they're your shit because I can hear your smart ass fucking commentating in the background or Bass Batch ass.
Yeah, no, dude, we don't. We have plenty of big deer.
I'm gonna have to share a few of these guys, these videos, and you guys can see. I mean, go to this page, check out what they have. Worth every fucking penny there. Do you guys host them or do they at hotels?
We have a lodge.
Because you guys are fucking east.
Yeah, we have a lodge, but dude, it's so easy to basically have a hotel. We go to these local bar and grills, hang out every night, so the whole group's all together. Like, dude, antelope too, man. We kill big ass antelope, you know.
Are you guys over water holes or are you guys stalking?
I mean, rifle, we're just spot and stalking. Archery, we do over water holes and we do spot and stalk muzzleloader. Open sight muzzleloader is a badass antelope tag.
Really?
Oh, man.
So tell me, is it just they got to contact you to get the tag or is it a draw unit?
Yeah, we have draws and then we do landowner vouchers.
You got that much land?
Yeah.
This is fucking like, Big Papa here over
here. Like 300,000 acres.
Are you shitting me?
Yeah, 300,000 acres of private.
Holy
Between 250 and 300,000 acres.
What does it start at?
Bennett.
Sterling? Oh, Bennett.
Bennett to Burlington. Brush to... you know, south alignment.
Holy shit, dude. I go buy all that.
Yeah, we have a lot.
Because I'm a Nebraska kid.
Yeah.
So I drive all the way through that, and holy shit, next time I see a fucking big-ass Boone Crow, my fucking trespassing. How many times have you guys got poachers?
Oh, dude, at the beginning it was bad, and then I've got everything posted. It's a lot better than it was 10 years ago. Yeah, nobody really comes on us anymore.
Tell me, dude.
Rarely.
Dude, I know I'm going long, Doug, but I want to know. Like, have you fucking had an encounter with someone?
Oh, man. Yeah. Dude, we had, like, this 74-year-old guy from West Virginia. We call him Big Daddy. He's, like, waiting. This guy, we catch him poaching. And he's trying to get in his vehicle, and Big Daddy won't let him in his car. I'm like, hey, you can't prevent him from hauling ass. Like, let's not get the law involved. And I was like, call the game wardens. They're on their way. This guy pushes Big Daddy, 74 years old, West Virginia. Big Daddy whacks him right in the fucking...
Oh, shit.
Knocks him on his ass, dude. The 74-year-old man, he's tough. You can tell his hands are all fucked up, you know? Mm-hmm. And he just fucking knocks him right on his ass.
This poacher. How old?
The poacher's probably like 40.
Oh, fuck.
Knocks him right on his ass.
He deserves everything.
Oh, he did. Yeah, and then he left. And I was like, oh, let's call the game more. He left. We couldn't get him to stop.
You know? Oh, he smoked him.
Yeah. Never seen him again, though.
Have you ever had any encounters?
Not like that. I mean, I've had some like... Pretty serious verbal altercations with another outfitter that I caught.
Were you talking that cowboy slang?
Yeah, no, I was pissed. Dude, the guy knew. You know, the guy used to lease the ground back in the 80s.
Oh, so you knew him?
I knew him.
And he knew the... He knew
he wasn't supposed to be there, yeah. Yeah, that's probably the worst I had.
Are you shitting me?
Yeah, I mean, that was the worst I had. It was, like, pretty intense, but it was like, dude, you know you're not supposed to be here.
I mean, that's a lot of property you own.
It's hard to watch.
How many guys you guys have?
Sometimes we have 10 guys at once, you know?
Oh,
10 guys.
Fuck.
Yeah, but, dude, it's a lot of property, so there's probably a lot more poaching than I realized. You know, I found a guy missing a deer, and I found a fucking, there's a hole, and I knew there's this hole, and if you didn't know it was there following this trail, you would hit it. Fucking license, Wyoming license plate, fell off the guy's pickup. Give it to the game warden, you know. Never heard anything about it, but
oh fuck!
I'm sure guys come in, dude. It's too much land to watch,
dude. That's a fucking.
It's a lot crazy. Of land, dude.
That's crazy. Oh man, yeah. I kind of wondered about that because, like,
you can't stop it. You can do the signs. Just keep the honest people honest, you know.
What's your sign say? Private or
it just says no. Don't even fucking stick your dick on the side of the fence to take a piss, is what it says, dude.
That's what I was kind of wondering. That's what I was saying. Because I knew your shit would be, like, most of
it's like a yellow sign this big. It says, no hunting, no trespassing, no trapping, no fucking fishing, no nothing, bro.
Don't even piss.
Don't piss on this side of the fucking fence.
Yeah. Right on, man. Alex at Hunt Nest. Hey, check him out. Man, I'm telling you right now. If you don't know, now you know. JU's for real. Hey, I'm going to give a big shout out to Alex. Thank you for coming out, man.
Thanks, buddy.
I'm honestly, man, I appreciate you. I look forward to watching all everything. And fuck, man, Gacy's coming out on a hunt.
Yeah, I'm stoked.
Dude, honestly, I'm
When we'll you get a couple tags. You come hunt. You can shoot that Roman buck.
Hey, I'll be glad, but here's the deal, man. Hey,
you'd have to be a good guy then. You'd have to be really good. That'll be the best publicity ever, man.
Skinny Cody, the mic.
Yeah, if Luke could shoot a buck, anybody can.
Mr. I Drive Fire My Bow.
Yeah.
Hey, so for real, though, so how this whole hunt came on, was it the night of the fight of Justin's fighting?
Yeah, no, I text you. I said, if this fucker beats Ferguson, dude.
Yeah, you
we'll
text
get him out
me.
On a hunt.
He texts me. He goes, "If he fucking beats Ferguson, we're going on a fucking hunt." Well,
and then I said, "Hey, actually, if he beats Khabib, because he beat the fuck out of Ferguson." Hey, did you think he was going to beat him that bad? I knew you were like, dude, he looks good. You didn't know that.
Here's what I thought.
No one knew like that, dude. No one would have guessed that.
This is the only thing that blew me away. I knew Justin was going to win. I really did.
I felt like he could win.
I really thought it was going to be a lot more leg kicks involved. But I was surprised it went past the fucking second round. Because I thought Justin was going to put so much pressure on him.
I thought he was going to catch him.
And, you know, but everything was working so good in the first round. Even in the second round when he got caught with that uppercut, it was still good. You know what I mean? Like, you can't. I'm so glad that big uppercut landed because it kept Justin in point, right? Yeah. Like, it kept him. And I'm telling you, like, that was probably the most craziest shit I've ever seen, like, how Gaethje performed. Like, if people don't think Gaethje's getting better, you're fucking crazy.
Oh, dude, he's way better.
He's getting crazy good, and everybody thought he was composed. Just a fucking Homer Simpson of the whole deal. Well, where are you at?
What the deal with Khabib, though? Because this is what you don't know about Gaethje is he's a fucking unreal wrestler.
Dude.
But he's never wrestled, has he?
He hasn't showed it. And I'm going to tell you right now, that motherfucker wrestles. He can fucking take you down. He'll be heavy on your head the whole time. And you ain't getting up. Now, when you take him down, which Khabib, it's going to be a wear and tear on Khabib to get him down, right?
Yeah.
But he has to face that distance, you know what I mean? He's going to have to fucking face that fucking punch.
I have a lot of respect for Khabib.
Hell yeah, dude.
My least favorite champion in the world of all time in UFC history, Khabib.
Yeah, because it's
Ortiz.
Here's the thing. Khabib is just what he does, man. Yeah. He wins. And he's winning millions of dollars doing it. So fuck it. You know what I mean? Good for him. It's boring. You and I both don't like that shit. We like the fucking Gaethje. We like the fucking Jonjo knocking people out. Diaz doing that shit. I'm telling you right now, if Khabib gets Justin down, guess what?
Good luck.
It's going to be right back on his feet.
Yeah, I believe it.
And then he's going to have to get back in to take another shot to fucking get him.
Yeah, but if he gets a big head and wants to throw hands at Justin, there's no way.
Yeah, dude, it's stupid. And it ain't going to be good.
And Gaethje would wreck Connor.
Oh, wreck him. I don't even want to get in there. Because guess what? We're going to win the belt. We're going to take that millions. And then we're going to get pay-per-view dollars. And then we're going to go after Connor's millions.
Yep.
And guess what then we're going to say?
Dude.
Hey, Alex. We're going to buy your leases.
Hey, they're for sale.
I doubt it. We'll just say, hey, you're a full-time guide right now. Let's do this. But anyways, hey, right on, man. Appreciate it. Rock on. Hey, listen, guys. Give my boys a follow. Alex at Hunt Nest. He's the man. He's the real deal. He ain't fake. He's the real deal. Holyfield. My people at Cafaro.net. Cafaro, gift for life. Leopold, made in the USA, Gariza, and Tito Knives. I said it right. There you go, Tito. Type in that GU15. Type in that Cafaro15. And I can't forget about my people at Matthews. Oh, shit, I'm shooting the next BXR. The killing machine is going to shoot me. What's his name? The deer you have?
Roman.
He's a dead motherfucker.
I hope so, man.
We out.